When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
And after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand is the podcast, same as the radio show, and you can hear anything you missed after 4.
All right, we also want to invite you to join the Moist Line. You can do that using the app. That would be the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86. Next hour, we'll get a report from Steve Gregory about that stabbing. There was a fight at Van Nuys High School, and two students were stabbed. We'll get all the details from Steve in an extended interview with him coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. And there's an update next hour on a story we covered yesterday about the woman who was sexually assaulted in Long Beach by a vagrant who came up from behind her with his pants down, knocked her to the ground, and all we get from the L.A. County District Attorney is a misdemeanor. There is an update on that story. You're going to want to listen to that also in the 3 o'clock hour. You're here now. Just keep listening. But as John just said, if you can't listen to the 3 o'clock hour, pick up the podcast sometime after 4. Do you remember, I don't know whether how many weeks or months ago it was now, there was a story which was a little hard to believe for many of us, including a lot of the people in our audience, that there is a group out there that would like to tear apart the Marina Freeway, the 90 freeway on the west side, and turn it over for housing and parks. Unbelievable. It's 3 miles, and because what we're doing now is we're reading from another classic El Segundo Times column by Erica D. Smith, that the NIMBYs win out. Because the idea to get rid of the 90 freeway for housing and parks is not even going to be studied. That's what happened. This group, Michael Schneider, Streets for All, that's their name, but they're all about bicycles and walking. They hate cars and freeways. They're the ones that were pushing for a study, but that's it. And of course, the Times picked it up like it's a real story. Yeah. But when we actually talk to political officials who matter, like even the mayor, Karen Bass, and local politicians, it's a non-starter.
Well,
they're not
going to
do a study
is.
To tear up the freeway.
That's the main road to get into Marina Del Rey.
and all the surrounding areas.
Yeah, it connects the 405 to Marina Del Rey. Right.
And what are people who live in that region? And they're building like crazy in Marina Del Rey. There's more and more buildings going up, condos.
There is. That is a very big development area, yes.
Yeah, it's getting more densely populated. How the hell are they supposed to get around? The traffic is insane. North-south traffic is crazy with Lincoln Boulevard always blocked up.
Oh, so, but of course, Erica D. Smith calls it a three-mile lightly traffic stretch of Route 90.
You know, she doesn't live there. She doesn't know. And anyway, all roads are bad to this crowd. That bicycle group was in the news, has been in the news for years. They're the nuttiest of them all. They were big with the road diets. Big. Streets for All. They're the ones, I don't know their exact funding, but the way the scam works for a lot of these bike groups in LA, they get grants from the government. And they pay their members to show up at council meetings or at local neighborhood council meetings in order to disrupt the proceedings so that the reporters write, the crowd was mixed. Some people were for the proposal, some were against. It seemed to be a 50-50 split. Well, no, it's a 100-0 split. Nobody wanted road diets, for example, right? Nobody wanted lanes taken out of major boulevards. But the bike groups, and these are fanatics, they would pack the meeting so the media coverage would be skewed.
Right, it would and look the reporter- like there's a big mob in favor of this, right?
Or so that, yeah, right. Either the reporters are too stupid or they're like these LA Times college kids. They're in for this. You know, they're all on the climate change train and they want everybody ordered out of their cards.
Well, Mayor Bass said, I do not support the removal or demolition of the 90 freeway. I've heard it loud and clear from communities who'll be impacted, and I do not even support a study. Tracy Park, the council member, said, the 11th District does not support the demolition of the 90 freeway. Your voice is why Mayor Bass rescinded her initial support. And L.A. County Supervisor Holly Mitchell, well, that nutbag, also said she never decided to back a study to tear down the Marina Freeway, which abuts her district. It's a moot point now anyway. So this started with this Streets for All group and became like a thing. It's going to be a feasibility study, and it's going to happen because it makes sense. And then Erica D. Smith predictably goes on to talk about the NIMBYs, and it's problematic because we have 75,000 people sleeping on the streets, and vehicle emissions are causing the climate change problems.
No, I'm sorry. The Marina Freeway has nothing to do with people on the street. It's because we have garbage government in this city for a lot of years that allowed drug addicts and mental patients from all over the country to lay down on the street. And many of them are dying. And that's not the fault of the NIMBYs. Because we actually go to work and we pay our mortgages so we can live in a home or so we can rent an apartment. So we're doing our share. The people laying in the streets, they're not working. They're not paying taxes.
Well,
so we have no obligation to these people, and we're certainly not going to tear down a freeway to provide them housing.
Let me also say this about her other point. Vehicle emissions. Just see what happens. If you tear out all the freeways in Southern California, see what happens with vehicle emissions when people still have to go the places they go to and they can't use freeways. I know a lot of them are backed up with 10 miles an hour anyway during certain times of the day, but where do you see what the streets look like when people have to deal with traffic lights and sitting there in traffic and putting out their fumes? That's what's going to happen.
If these people ever sat and had dinner with normal people in normal neighborhoods, people would start throwing their food at them. They would laugh uproariously. Right, Erica, we're going to tear down the Marina Freeway and build housing for drug addicts and mental patients. That's a really good idea.
Even Holly Mitchell said, they didn't actually talk to people. Streets for All did not do good outreach because everybody she's talking to in her district and the neighborhoods around this freeway vehemently opposed. They're going to dig their heels in if there's any talk of tearing out that freeway. So yeah. I'm glad to see finally we found the non-starter from the world of ending the car, because that's what this is all about.
it's the first one, but it was so extreme. Tearing down a freeway?
I'll bet you they were wringing their hands in delight, thinking, all right, we get the 90 freeway. What's next? What's the next freeway we can tear out for housing and get people stop driving their cars on freeways?
The biggest egomaniacs are these weird guys, the spandex crowd, who run these bike advocacy groups.
Nah.
They're really like weirdos, and they're so fixated on bicycles. And I'm so sick of talking. I mean, I feel like 10 years we've been talking about. People are going to stay in their cars for the rest of our lives. That's not changing, ever.
It's the most efficient and free way to get places.
One of the great inventions of the modern world was the gas-powered car. And it will remain that. And people will keep driving them.
It's not changing. We have another chance for you to win money next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, the Los Angeles Daily News gave a woman by the name of Charlize Bozzello to write a column for them. She's a communications director at something called the Center for Union Facts. It's a nonprofit that is tracking the labor movement in the United States. And the column that she wrote is about this ballot measure that John Cobelt is voting no on, if it's still there. It's about putting the homeless in Los Angeles hotels. Yeah. Unite Here Local 11, this is their hotel plan. It is right now on the March 2024 ballot for Los Angeles voters. And it would require hotels, if they have vacancies, to take in the homeless. They call it the Responsible Hotel Ordinance. Oh, my God. They have until December to pull it. It might not end up on the ballot. And some believe, and she writes this, and she might be right, it's a bargaining chip to try to get something out of the hotels with this current strike that's going on with the workers. But what she writes about, which is important to talk about, is that it is a no-go with almost all of the workers at these hotels. And we told you this. Apparently, in a survey of not only tourists, which we've mentioned before, but also of hotel workers, they're against this. 56 workers spoke out at a recent meeting. 90% said they would be somewhat or much less safe if hotels were housing homeless people. A whopping 87% said they would not support the policy.
The vagrants will physically attack the poor hotel workers. These women have to work alone inside hotel rooms.
Well, we already know. Remember Project Room Key? One of them was the LA Grand. Workers there describing exposed to illness and bodily fluids and violence. At the Miyako Hotel, a homeless man actually threatened staff with a knife. At the Vallejo Hotel, reported conditions included feces in the hallway in addition to urine, vomit, needles, and glass.
Right.
That's what they're looking forward to if they take in the homeless at the rest of LA's hotels that would be required to participate in this.
It's the same litany over and over again.
She writes, hundreds of room key participants were kicked out of three hotels for criminal activity and non-compliance.
Yeah.
And tragically, dozens of others died. Most of them, were probably OD.
These overdoses. Are the worst of the worst here. These vagrants are so mentally ill, and they're so addicted to drugs. They act out with the worst behavior, and they should be in prison, and they should be locked up in a mental institution. So it makes them the worst of the worst of people who are free. And so what do you get? Yeah, you get the litany of bodily fluids. Here we go again. Oh, feces, urine, vomit. And they'll pick it up and they'll throw it at you. And they'll attack you. A lot of these people have prison records. They've raped. They've assaulted. They've hurt people.
A lot of the workers are probably immigrants, but they have to fight back against this Local 11. If they're trying to get a ballot measure passed, which is going to make you feel unsafe in your job, why don't you tell them no?
Yeah.
Don't put that. Pull that ballot measure right away. I don't want this people voting yes.
It is the union leaders who pay themselves, six-figure salaries, abusing these minority, and often cases, illegal alien workers who can't speak the language, who don't have any skills or education to fall back on. They're afraid to take on the union leaders. They're afraid that somehow they're going to end up getting deported if they cause trouble.
if this is a contract bargaining chip, I would call their bluff. I'll bet you internal polling shows you this is a huge loser. I can't. Even the West Side voters who do end up passing like that mansion tax, I can't see that they would vote for requiring the hotels to take in homeless people.
Here's the poll, the only one that should count. Morning Consult, which is a real polling agency, polled Americans across the country. Would you rent out a room at a Los Angeles hotel if this homeless policy took effect? 70% of would-be visitors said no. 70%. So you got you lose 70% of your business right off the top there.
Yeah, and what they do, they'd still come to California. They just wouldn't stay in L.A. hotels because this is what you've done, right?
No. You'll stay in the other counties, or you won't stay at all.
Go ahead.
No, and then the hotels are going to end up closing or laying off lots of their employees.
She also writes that this union is also badgering migrant workers. Remember, we talked about this story that apparently some of the migrants that were dropped off in buses in downtown Los Angeles are being sent to perhaps work in the hotels in place of the striking workers. Union organizers have taken to fear-mongering by interrogating these migrants in person at rescue missions to discourage them from accepting the hotel jobs.
Yeah.
So there you go. They're anti-migrant, too.
No, their union leaders are mobsters. They're power-hungry mobsters is what they are. They don't care about anybody. They don't care about the workers. They don't care about the migrants. They don't care about the vagrants. This is not like, oh, we've got to do something to help our poor downtrodden, down on their luck fellow Angelinos. No, it is the worst sort of power negotiations. And I hope all the hotels tell them to go stick it. I really do. Just stop negotiating.
All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. on demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio 1 to 4 after 4 o'clock. John and Ken on demand, the podcast.
Yeah, and you can also connect to the Moist line using the app. Look for the microphone icon or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86. A lot to come in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll begin with that big story out of the Valley. Two students stabbed at Van Nuys High School. We'll have Steve Gregory, who's on the scene, reporting on that story. We'll also update you on our guest from yesterday, the woman in Long Beach who was attacked, sexually attacked by a vagrant. And the response from the LA County DA's office was, oh, misdemeanor charges. Hard to believe. There is an update on that story coming as well in the packed 3 o'clock hour. We're going to talk right now about somewhere else in the world where the president's health is being questioned. A lot of questions in this country about Joe Biden, of course, his age, his doddering manner. I saw another tape of Trump making fun of him on stage again, walking back like he can't find the way out.
Oh, that's apparently
the left-wing media is fighting back, though, because Trump has done a couple of weird missteps. He didn't know where he was one time. He announced he was in Sioux City instead of Sioux Falls or something like that.
Yeah.
And he had the wrong name of a president of some country.
I mean, he also claimed he beat Obama in the 2016 election.
Oh, did he? Oh, he's 76, yeah. Right?
I think he's, yeah, is he 77 yet? Yes, mm-hmm. He's 77 now.
Oh, so.
Yeah. The problem with him is the way he speaks is such a mess to begin with that it's harder to detect the dementia.
Yes. And sometimes he'll read from the script, then he won't, and he'll go off on a tangent.
Right.
But he's got so much energy that you don't think of him as being doddering. But there may be things not firing correctly in his brain, too.
Yeah. It's energetic dementia.
It's just right. Whereas Biden, just every time I hear him now, it's my last breath. Listen carefully. Yeah. Well, we're not talking about either one of them. We're talking about the death of Vladimir Putin. Did he, in fact, die at his residence at 20:42 p.m. Moscow time on October 26th? There's a big Russian gossip channel. And actually, I'm reading another story that says a guy that runs it is not crazy. Anyway, the doctors are blocked in the room with Putin's corpse. They're being held by employees of the Presidential Security Service on the personal order of the Federal Protective Service Director, Dmitry Kochev, who is in touch and receives instructions from the Secretary of the Security Council of the Russian Federation. And what we might be seeing is a double. God, we've had this story since back. Remember Saddam Hussein had doubles that he was supposedly dead?
There's so much propaganda now and pranks that it's impossible to tell. There was a story a couple of weeks ago that Putin had suffered some kind of heart attack or seizure. And he was laid out on the floor.
Yeah, it says here there was a report that he convulsively arched while lying on the floor, rolling his eyes. He was moved to a specially equipped room in his residence where the necessary medical equipment for resuscitation had already been installed. Now, that was October 23rd. And then they reported that the 26th, he died. He was under constant medical supervision, but apparently he didn't make it. So any pictures you're seeing of Putin or video that looks to be current, that's some kind of a double.
Well, they have them. They use them, too. You remember when he was supposedly driving through Ukraine? And he was the driver of the car, showing his courage in the middle of the war. And it looked very realistic.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a double. But it
I didn't know that story.
Yeah. There was a video released, and he was driving a car, and well, look at this, Putin's, you know, he's the man.
He drives himself.
He's not afraid of anything. Yeah. Well, that was one of the clues. That was one of the tip-offs.
Did it look like a really realistic double? I mean, it's hard to find somebody that looks that much like you that you could call him a double and people would fall for it. You or know, at least people in the inner circle would see Putin every day, right?
You know, plus there's deep fakes now. Mm. You know, artificial intelligence created. it's just, the world's not real anymore. You can't trust your eyes. If you're staring at a screen, you can't.
There is a Russian presidential election coming up in March. And they think part of this rumor is to get people to doubt that Putin's alive, which could affect the elections. A guy by the name of Valery Solovey, who is a prominent Russian political analyst, also believes that there's a really good chance that Putin is dead. And it says here, according
but
to this...
Why does he believe that?
This is a guy that doesn't seem like a crackpot or a dupe. He has a biting sense of humor, speaks well, argues logically, and generally comes across as the kind of professor every student would want. Yeah, I don't know.
But unless the next guy has a different policy, what does it matter?
That says that usually his analysis of Russia's internal policies are smart and incisive. So is he a madman or a puppet? Or the other possibilities include the fact that there might be something to this story. And, of course, we've been hearing for how many years now that Putin, what, has cancer? That he has all sorts of health problems.
That's a long-term cancer he's had. I don't believe anything. Show me the body.
Yeah, I imagine even if they announce he's dead, you're not going to believe it.
Not immediately, no. Because it's just an announcement. There's no way to verify. They could say he's dead. They can even have a guy in a glass coffin, and they can carry him around Moscow. How do we know if that's his body?
Yeah, I'm looking at a story from yesterday. Russian President Vladimir Putin chairs a meeting with members of the Security Council. And apparently, to prove that this is a new video, he rejected accusations. Well, actually, he said that the U.S. orchestrated that anti-Israel riot at the airport. Remember that story from the other day? Where the mob tried to grab the people on the plane? He says the West and Ukraine orchestrated that riot.
See, plus everything everyone says is a lie. Everything everyone says is propaganda.
I know.
And after a while, it's no point even reading or watching this stuff. You spend your whole day trying to guess what's real and what's not.
Which is why people now just gravitate toward websites and news media outlets that just match up with their political views of the world.
Right.
And they just accept whatever they post.
Yeah.
Right.
It's less stressful. Hey, you want to hear a shock poll?
No, go ahead.
Quinnipiac, that's a major polling outfit. They have a three-way race between Biden, Trump, and Robert Kennedy Jr. Biden 39, Trump 36, Kennedy 22.
22?
22.
Wait, what were the first numbers again?
Biden 39, Trump 36, Kennedy 22.
I heard today that more and more he's taken from Trump's numbers.
Yeah.
Kennedy.
Because he's got the anti-vax thing going for him.
this is like when Ross Perot was running.
Among independents, Kennedy is first, 36%. 31 Trump, 30 Biden. Then they threw in this, have you ever seen this guy, Cornel West? He's going to be either the Green Party candidate or independent. He's a black scholar. He's nuts, too. They throw him in the mix. It's Biden 36, Trump 35, Kennedy 19, West 6.
Six? Nobody's even heard of him.
I know.
Eric but just sent a Twitter video. Did you see this?
It's so good. Gary and Shannon were talking about it earlier today. And
yeah,
I heard
some kid went out on Halloween dressed as Biden. Well, he's got a Biden mask on. And he's carrying his little trick-or-treat bag, and he keeps tripping. And there's fellow trick-or-treaters behind him dressed up as Secret Service agents trying to help him up.
Costume of the year. Oh.
It's about the best you can do imitating Biden is just keep tripping and also wander around like you don't know where you are. Where are we? What street is this? Who am I?
There's hope for America. These guys are great. This is what they ought to be doing on Saturday Night Live. This is good comedy here.
We'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, a lot to come in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll begin by talking to KFI reporter Steve Gregory about the stabbing of two students at Van Nuys High School. We also have an update on a woman that we talked to yesterday at 3:05. This is the woman in Long Beach who was attacked by a vagrant who had his pants down and pulled up her dress and was clearly going to try to sexually assault her. And, of course, the outrage is the L.A. County DA's office has decided is a misdemeanor case. Well, there's an update on that story you need to hear. That's the third time this show that's gone off. Does anyone know what that is?
Yeah, it's John's computer.
Oh, it's John's computer. Okay.
Well, I don't know what to do to stop it.
Does it mean you have a message or something? Is that what it means? Or an email? Or?
I don't know what it means. Obviously, something. I got some kind of.
It's a computer in front of you that's in the studio?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I thought maybe it's an alert and we ought to just get up and
leave now.
It's World Vegan Day. It alerted you again.
That's right. Oh, it's breaking news.
Probably.
Yay, World Vegan Day.
Woo!
Yeah. Have an avocado on me.
By the way, I looked.
Yeah.
Vegans and schizophrenics, only 0.1% apart.
Uh-huh.
In terms of how many you find in society.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Cobell.
You meant chromosomes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's somewhere between a lifestyle and a disorder. I'm trying to pinpoint it.
The following story may make you never want to go in an airplane again. Of course, it was just a week or so ago that we talked about the off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot who tried to shut off the plane's engines during a flight from Everett, Washington to San Francisco. Remember Joseph Emerson? 83 counts of attempted murder? That got people thinking, well, what kind of screening are they really doing? He was suffering from mental problems. He was depressed too, wasn't he? Supposedly depressed or... I remember.
Yeah, he's another one. Yeah, another one who's depressed.
Well,
like the kid who wanted to kill all the Jews at Cornell.
Yeah, but this makes sense because this could have been suicidal. If he brought down the plane, he would die too. It would just be suicide murder. But
it's just weird acting out.
Well, a former Delta co-pilot has also been federally indicted. He threatened to shoot the captain of a commercial flight last year if he diverted the plane because somebody on board was suffering a medical emergency. According to court documents, on October 18th, a grand jury in Utah indicted Jonathan Dunn on one count of interference with a flight crew. This takes us back to August of 2022. And it says that they did not specify the airline where the flight originated from or its destination, but a Delta spokesperson confirmed that Dunn was working for Delta as a Delta first officer at the time this happened. And according to the report, Dunn, the co-pilot, had a disagreement with the captain who wanted to probably divert the flight because there's somebody on board with a medical emergency. Dunn told the captain, "I'm going to shoot you multiple times if you divert the plane."
Now, just blurted it out?
Apparently he did, right.
Just like that, they were having no disagreement and just...
He just decided, nope. You know, like we talked about this the other day, sometimes when you're on a road trip with people in a car, somebody wants to stop every few miles to go to the bathroom or do that. No, going right through. I'll shoot you. Keep driving.
He had somewhere to go?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
Well, the question you might ask is, he's got a gun? Well, yes. The Transportation Safety Administration has something called the Federal Flight Deck Officer Program. Federal flight deck officers are airline pilots who are authorized by the TSA to be armed in the cockpit on domestic flights.
Oh, I knew that. That's the last resort.
It is, in case somebody breaks their way in there again, a hijacker, a terrorist. They undergo special training to do so and are provided with a TSA-issued weapon to defend the flight deck against an attempted hijacking. But can I ask, what kind of mental screening do they undergo
before
you give them a gun in the cockpit?
When did this happen?
August of 2022.
Yeah, so that was a while ago.
Just over a year ago, right?
Because I was looking, if it happened this week, you know, you start to see a pattern where somebody acts out crazy and then other people get the idea. You know,
it's
the copycat phenomenon. Yeah. At first, right. I thought.
Oh, he heard the story of the Seattle pilot and decided that it doesn't sound like he was depressed or mentally ill, but to
just
threaten
in a hurry.
And doesn't it get a little complicated if the pilot decides to divert the flight and suddenly you're shooting him in the head inside the cockpit?
So what did the pilot do?
Yeah, it doesn't say how it ended up. Clearly, obviously, the flight landed. Dunn did assault and intimidate a crew member of an aircraft and did use a dangerous weapon in assaulting and intimidating a crew member. I take it he calmed down and they just kept going. I don't know whether landed for the medical emergency or what happened.
This is another guy to lock up for the rest of his life. I don't care what his reasons are. I don't care what his problems are. Just lock him up. You pull a gun on a pilot. Good Lord.
The TSA quickly said he was removed as a flight deck.
You know what? You
officer. And then Delta said he is no longer with our airline.
Yeah, I've completely run out of patience with the reasons why people act out. I'm completely burned out on everybody's story. I just don't want to hear about it. You do something violent, dangerous, stupid, just, you know, get locked up. Yeah, that's it.
I think the reason we don't know the rest of the story is because the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Utah said we can't really add much more information without jeopardizing the integrity of the case. So he'll be arraigned on November 16th, and we'll probably find out down the road in one of the preliminary hearings more details as to what happened after he threatened to shoot the pilot, right? Because it doesn't come out in the story here. Did the pilot say, okay, we won't divert? Or did the pilot say, screw you, we're going to divert? It doesn't say.
I don't know.
Did the co-pilot say, just kidding?
No, I'd go with what the co-pilot wants. And, you know, the guy with the medical emergency, just hope for the best.
Oh, because somebody's got a gun, you just listen to him, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to die. I mean, I feel bad for the guy having the heart attack, but hey, can't solve every problem.
All right, when we return, we'll talk about these two students who were stabbed after a fight broke out at Van Nuys High School. Steve Gregory's on top of that story. We'll get more details. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
I just saw that green coat. That's really nice.
Isn't it cool? And it's faux leather and faux fur.
Yeah, yeah. That looks like a warm coat.
You're a green ostrich.
Thanks, Ken. If you want to know what they're talking about, I posted a picture on my social media. Yeah, look at me. It's all about
me. It is a real look at me,
It's World Vegan Day. Ken brought it up.
How come I'm not on the runway with this?
I should be. I really should, right? I should be a model with this coat.
I'm in an asylum.
So am I.
Live in the KFI 24 newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.